We'll be going out to talk to Justin Williams in just a moment. Yep, we're going to do it right now. I was trying not to. I mean, this is Toronto and he is Washington, you know. Justin, you understand that, don't you?
Yes, fully.
Fully and completely.
And there you are again. I mean, obviously it never gets old. Washington goes out and gets you to be the guy that you are, right? And you did it again. Do you feel it coming on? Do you feel like I'm the guy, I'm going to deliver again?
No, it's certainly something that doesn't go on in my mind, but I certainly want to have an impact within the game, and I know I could be that type of player, and it's just a matter of going out, doing it, and surrounding yourself with a great team, which, you know, obviously we have.
The series is it was just incredible. I don't. It's tough for a player, right? You're in the tunnel, and it's a vacuum for the 20 players that suit up every night on each team. When you look back in a couple of days, I know you're so focused on Pittsburgh right now. I hope you realize what great hockey it was to watch. It had pace, it had electricity, and sometimes those series aren't physical. This one was a fast-paced series that also was physical.
It was. It's tough to compare series to one another because they're each unique in their own way. But the amount of overtime games that was played and kind of the way Game 6 just went, no score and then a bounce off a stanchion for, a nice goal. And then we're just telling ourselves that wasn't going to beat us, and we went out and got it done. So, I mean, just the whole series was obviously extremely close, and, sometimes they can go either way, but we found a way to score big goals and big moments.
For someone that's been around as long as you have in the National Hockey League, you know there are no easy opponents, no matter what, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And yet still they must have given you a bigger fight than you could have imagined.
I don't know if I can really say that. I mean, you got to go into every series expecting a long one. You have to. If you don't, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. I expect seven games every time I come in. We knew they were a great team. We knew they were a great young team. And I remember playing, as you said, I've been around a little while. And I can just remember. I used to play with Sammy Kapanen and obviously his son on the team now. And I used to play, mini sticks with him after games in Carolina. So for him to score an overtime goal against us and, me just shaking my head, it's amazing the cycle that hockey brings.
Justin Williams, kind enough to join us. Washington Capitals forward. That series gets going tomorrow night. Game one is on CBC, coverage beginning at 7:00. Tell me what it would mean. You've been there 2 years, but what it means to your fan base, to some of your teammates, to just keep this going and not, more importantly, get over on the Penguins. It's been four playoff series for a lot of your teammates' careers, and Pittsburgh has been an excellent franchise. So is Washington, and they just constantly, like last year, it's the narrowest of margins, but what it would mean to your fans to win this series.
I think really it would mean a lot to us. I mean, we know what's going to be said about us. We know what the perception of our team is. We're not naive. But the best thing we can do is just, shut up and play. Mm-hmm. And let our play do the speaking for ourselves. And, that's certainly what we're going to do. We're going to have to go and take it. They're not going to give it to us, and we're going to have to earn it. And that's what we plan on doing.
Barry Trotz as coach, what has he brought to the team that helps you tell yourself that that's something that you're going, this guy is here now and he's going to help us be a winner? What is it about Barry Trotz that does that?
Well, Coach Trotz obviously is surrounded himself with a great staff as well. I mean, you can't win without a great coaching staff, among other things, but that's first and foremost. You have to have a great plan coming in and they're making adjustments throughout series and doing exactly what they need to do to get us to be successful. So, listen, we're all in the same boat here. We're all working towards one goal, and you need the best of the best.
Justin Williams, our guest. So you win the cup first year out of the lockout in Carolina, and it's a really diverse team. Amazing thing for that community. And then it's tougher. It's tougher for you to make the playoffs. You get to L.A., couple first round exits, like a lot of, we've talked to a lot of ex players, Justin, and you can imagine you do too. And they're like, I kept thinking I'd get cup opportunities. Is there a time when you're going through that where you're like, well, I do have the one and it's a great memory, and a lot of players don't get one. Since then, two more cups with LA and a great chance here. I mean, some of that is a huge part of what you've done with those teams. But as you know, there's some pretty damn good players that retire and they don't get those chances.
No, and that's the thing you have to understand. I play with some great players who haven't been able to win a Stanley Cup. And listen, it's obviously hard. You got to be part of a great franchise. You got to, you know, have a lot of things fall in your lap, and obviously you got to earn it as well. But you know, this team, you know, is it a championship team? Yes, we think so. But you never really know until you know. So this is going to be a great test for us.
With Justin Williams, who not only has been a Stanley Cup champion, but he's been a reason that his teams have won the championships. The Conn Smythe Trophy winner, that in itself tells you what he means to a team. You're the kind of guy that they want to bring in, the Washington Capitals. They want to bring in a Justin Williams. Do you feel like you're that guy? Do people, do teammates ask you questions, or is it just a feel that this is a guy we feel better about ourselves because he's in our dressing room?
Well, I mean, I guess that's a question for other guys. But, you know, as a leader on a team, you don't have to say something all the time. It's just once you sense something, or if you've been in a situation before where you think a few words will help, that's when you approach it. Or if you see something going awry that you don't like, you address it. Because little things become big things. And, you know, I'm here obviously to find my role, and I think I found that here, and help this team along. And it's a great feeling winning, and it's a great feeling winning with the team that you worked hard all year with.
Tell our listeners about Alex Ovechkin. You would have played against him in the conference. Then you go to LA. You only see him a couple times a year. You've been a teammate with him 2 years. What's something that you took away that you weren't sure of, or it's reinforced it in your mind?
I think from an outsider, you certainly had questions about whether or not he actually wanted it. But in playing with him and hearing him talk and seeing the emotion that he brings, just solidifies the fact that he wants a ring on his finger just like everybody else. And, you know, people have asked me, hey, you want to win this for Ovi? Yes, of course, win it for Ovi. But that's not what we're trying to do here. We're winning it. Trying to win it for everybody, and everybody involved wants the same thing. But if we're going to win, Ovi's going to have to be a huge part of it.
All right, before we let you go, do you feel the love coming from a whole lot of places? I mean, Washington Capitals, they're one of those teams that have been around for a while. They've had opportunities. They've never won a Stanley Cup. Do you feel like, you know, people that don't have a team to cheer for are picking up the Capitals?
I'd like to think that I was part of a team that that never won before in Carolina and in LA, and I'm hoping to do the same here. So if anyone wants to hop on, join on.
It'll be a different White House visit.
be a walk.
Slow down.
Well, I know. It's 12 more wins. I'm just saying, I would say that to any player on any team of the eight left. I'm not, but it is. Yeah, it's a better commute for you. You don't have to take a big travel day to do it. I'll just say that. There's that.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us. We really, really appreciate it. And good luck against Pittsburgh. We can't wait to watch the series. I know you can't wait to step on the ice tomorrow night. Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. No problem.